views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information, and I have been meeting some very cool, smart people along the way. It is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My wonderful guest today is Sharan Sirdar, who is a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Thank you.
It's always so fun, awesome to hear your voice.
You too. It's fun. Always fun when we get together.
Yeah, and it seems kind of strange to me today because I'm actually calling from Germany was working with Mark Kettenbach, and we had our energetic upgrade seminar here in Karlsruhe, Germany. Had a wonderful event. It was really, really fun. And so I'm still here. We're working on our online program now, doing video. And so it feels like I'm closer to you.
I know, still, you are.
Yes, and then I'm off to France, so I'm excited about that.
Fun, lots of fun.
yeah. It's good to have fun. So what have you been up to, Sharan?
Me? Well, I've been busy. I've been gallivanting myself over your side of the world. So Vancouver, and then I went to Mexico, and so I'm back nicely rejuvenated.
Oh, that's cool. You were in Tulum?
I did go and visit Tulum, yes.
Oh, it's beautiful there.
Very beautiful. Yeah. Definitely felt the energies there.
You know, and it's always, I just want to let people know, like, Sharan and I are here for you today. If you would like to call in, if you're having something that's going on with you and you would like to have an energetic shift, we would be happy to shift it for you. And in the meantime, we're just going to talk about, you know, how energy work works, like how what you can do with it. And, you know, I love to work with you, Sharan, because it's always like a lot of shifting happening. I also wanted to let you know, I had someone email me that was on the radio show last time you were on, mm-hmm. and they wanted you to know that everything that we worked on that they have, you know, felt a significant difference in their life, and wanted to express their thanks to you.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's always great to hear. We love to hear from you. As I said, you can call in 1-800-930-2819, and also feel free to contact both Sharan and I via email and let us know how you're doing. Especially if you've called in, we love to hear how the shifts are taking place. As I said, Mark and I were here doing a seminar, and it was incredible. How the people shifted, and people think, oh, well, maybe I don't know how to do that, or that's just for certain people. Every single person on this planet has access to their intuition. And so, we love to share tools on how to get in touch with that energetically, and, start moving energy in the direction that you want it to go, rather than buying into this thing where, you have to be sick, or you have to be, poor, or all of these other conditions that, the human condition, basically. And, so I know, like with you, you've been working a lot, and you've got your new website out now, and you've been. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, in the epigenetic world.
Oh, epigenetics. Well, it's just been fun. I always say fun, you do. And it is that, because it's just, we love doing what we do, don't we? And nothing specific coming to mind. If you have a specific question, then I can be more focused on that.
Well, I know that you work with people, that have specific, they've been diagnosed with specific disease or.
Yeah.
And you were telling me an interesting story about one of the women that you know there, and her blood platelets. Just, talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was after the seminar that you and Mark did over here last year. Was it last year? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
it feels like it's so far away. Time's just traveling so fast. She had just had a baby, and after having the baby, her platelets were really high. And as you know, over here, after you did the seminar, we all get together and we work on each other. And so we did work on her, and she went to the doctor, and her platelets are back to normal. She's just looking more normal. She's life's coming back together again. So it's fantastic. Really, really good. I mean, things like that can happen. And I think people just need to recognize that that is possible. And when we can clear, like you just said, that when we can clear the energy on things, so much can shift and change.
And what's so beautiful about it is it's pain-free.
Looking for some great family fun in a distinctly New England atmosphere? Hi, this is Joy Solson-Resnikoff, welcoming you to Old Mystic Village. Browse over 50 unique shops and restaurants. Enjoy fresh air while strolling flower-filled pathways. Visit our duck pond, or just find a comfy bench. Sit and relax and people watch. And four-legged friends are always welcome. For a list of village events and shops, visit oldmysticvillage.com. Come spend a relaxing day at Old Mystic Village, your neighborhood shopping experience.
So, Sharan, I think we just kind of had a little glitch there.
That's okay.
That's all right. So, yeah, when, we're going to be taking a quick break here right away. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about how we can shift energy and also be in a place where we can move any problems that we have. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
It's not that easy to breathe. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar from Birmingham, England. I'm just going to get you to share your contact information with everyone, Sharan, so that people can reach you if they would like.
Okay, it's www.charansurdar, that's .com, CharanSurdar, and they can find all my social media buttons on there where they can get in touch with me on different places in social media.
Cool, and as I said, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you would like an energetic shift. As I've been like traveling, I'm not certain that we have advertised that on Facebook as we usually do, so I'm not sure how many people are aware that they can call in, but anyone listening now, if you have a problem with, you know, your health or something that's bothering you relationship-wise, or this could be used for anything, like career-wise, whatever is bothering you, we would be happy to shift it. And, you know, you were just telling me, Sharan, that you had a woman that you were working with, and I just wanted to let people maybe give a few examples of, you know, some of the things that can shift, like the woman with the platelets, you know, that you mm-hmm. were talking about before the break. And so yeah, go ahead and tell us about this client of yours.
Well, it was basically she came to me with two cysts in her breast, and she could literally feel them. And after the session, she emailed me today to tell me that she can't feel them anymore. So the whole point of that being that, you know, like what you were saying earlier, that it doesn't have to be painful. And of course, we need to be, you know, vigilant about these things. But there's also that element of always being aware that we can clear energy on these issues, and it can shift.
Yeah. And, you know, for a lot of women, what comes up when it comes to breasts is that having kind of a fear, because they're almost afraid to touch their breasts because of the fear that they might find a lump and then it might be something really serious. And, you know, what happens is a lot of the times, and so I just want to strengthen all the women out there, you know, and also this is very similar with prostate in men, because there's this fear of, like, it's such a common problem, and people have so much information about it. And what happens is we have a tendency to relax the parts of our body that we're afraid that we're going to find something, you know, bad in. And so I just want to strengthen everybody that it's really important to put some tension into your body. Mark and I talk about this a lot at our energetic upgrade seminars, that, you know, as you get up from a sitting position to a standing position, and or from laying down to sitting to standing, that you put tension into your body, just like really tighten it up for about a split second. What that does is it strengthens your central nervous system to be able to feel the body parts. And so when people have a nervousness about, oh, I don't want to find something here or there, I don't want to find a lump, what happens is a lot of times they kind of become disassociated from that body part, and that body part becomes more relaxed than the rest of the body, and because it's not really tuned into the central nervous system as closely. And so what happens is the, you know, all of the systems, that the lymphatic system and the circulatory system and the blood that would feed the breasts, all of that kind of gets slowed down, and it becomes sluggish and stagnated. And so when you put tension in it, even if you think about it, it may sound funny, but like to put tension into your breasts, and to really be aware of that, you know, relaxation of any body part leaves it wide open to having issues. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, like to let go of the fear around it and just recognize that on a daily basis, if you do that, that's really empowering and powerful to do. And just, you know, not to be in the fear aspect of it, but to put yourself in a position where you're going to take control of your body by reconnecting the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, the circulatory system, the lymphatic system. All of these systems, when they're working at optimum potential, then they have relationships with each other, and then they all can kind of be in sync with each other and do their jobs efficiently and effortlessly. And so we just strengthen that for everybody listening in. When I talk about the higher self network, what I'm talking about is that connection to source energy that we all have, where the information that's coming in is accurate information. And like, that's how you and I connect. And many mothers out there have probably had that experience where they have thought about their children and, oh, I've got a call. And yeah, mm-hmm. Sure enough, when they phone, you know, we all have this. What we're talking about now is sort of training your mind so that your mind starts working for you, and you're able to get in connection with these things and shift the energy so that you're in a stronger position. And we do have a caller right now calling in from Seattle, Raul. We'll just take his call maybe here and see what's up with him. Raul, are you there?
Hello, Colette.
Hey there. How are you in Seattle?
I'm doing great, ladies. It's a beautiful day here early in the morning. And hi, Sharon.
Hi, Raul. How are you?
Hi. I've been following you, ladies, very close. It's going to be exciting to go around the world and experience all that you have been experiencing. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've had so much fun with Mark in Germany. And just really, it's been a really great experience, a really, really good experience. So is there something that you were calling in that you would like to have shifted today?
Yes, I am wondering if somehow you can shift the energy of my home and sort of the land. I can't seem to get people to finish the remodel that I've been doing for a long time. It feels there's something there that I really, I don't know, my relationship with money, my relationship with my obligations, I have no idea.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being like you're neutral to it, 10 being like this is really starting to get on your nerves, which I'm getting it is. Where are you on that number scale? I just like to get a baseline.
Yeah, 9 at least.
Yeah, yeah, that's coming up pretty strong there. So, mm-hmm. you know, when you get in touch with that, you know, what comes up right away immediately on my end here is that, you know, you are a conscious being. A lot of times people think, oh, I'm a human being. In reality, yes, you're a human being, but that means you're a conscious being and you're actually a soul that's traveling in your body, and your body is your home. And so just like your house is housing you and that is your mm-hmm. home, we want to strengthen that, it's coming up both ways, that you're weak to the idea that when things don't go well in your home and that you don't have control over what's happening in your home, that you also don't have control over what's happening on a deeper level within yourself. And then what's not coming up strong for you energetically within yourself is also being reflected in your environment in your home. Your environment in your home, when it supports you, when your physical environment supports you, it actually supports everything that you're doing. It makes it easier and effortless to get your work done and to have strong relationships. And so really this is coming from external forces on you. It's kind of like making choices in the past where you chose people to do things for you or that you thought you were going to work really well with. And then, you know, relationships of all kinds are coming up here that choosing the contractors that you did and them not finishing the work for you, not being able to clear up past things. So I'm just going to work on that. Sharon, what are you picking up here?
I wanted to ask you, Raul, where are you feeling that in your body, this number 9?
I think this is a little bit everywhere. It's like a burden. It's like a heavy burden. And by the way, I have never had that home support that Colette was talking about, that feeling mm-hmm. of being supported at home. Maybe when I was very young, but not in a long time.
Yeah, that's like coming up like that male aspect of yourself, like having to be a man and having to always have the answers when you didn't necessarily have access to the answers. A lot of times men are, you know, I don't want to say all men and all women, but it's very common for women to expect that men would have answers, especially when it comes to getting stuff done around the home. So we're just going to strengthen you to all that, you know, misinformation that's out there, all the coming up calculations. So I'm going to work on that end, Sharon.
I just did a clearing on that whole energy that you were feeling. So just tune into, Colette's obviously still working on you, but just tune into that number as to what you're getting. Because it is really about what you were saying, Colette, you know, clearing within us, and then it's stuff that we're holding on to, and the call is about that ancestral stuff, you know, that when we're holding on to, even though we don't recognize that we're holding on to it, it's stuff that we've had, whether ancestral or whether when we're growing up, the belief systems that we created as a result of things that happened that are still energetically holding things in place. So showing mm-hmm. up in this way mm-hmm. that your house is, you know, not getting finished or that kind of thing. So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a little bit lighter. I can sort of sense very subtly the energy shift in my body.
Okay, cool. We have to go for a break, but if you want to hang on through the break, Sharon and I'll work on this a little bit more during the break, and then we'll check in with you if you have time to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here from Birmingham, England. She's here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We were just working with Raul from Seattle, and Sharan and I were working on the break on some, it's almost like some heartbreak. At the age of 21, we both picked it up weak. So we were strengthening you to that time frame in your life. This is really, really common with people that there's spiritual cycles of seven. And quite often, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 49, 42, 49, these ages come up weak. So we want to strengthen you back to the energy that was going on. And it's coming up as a man. And, you know, also there is some energy coming in about feeling like things go backwards for you sometimes, like you're feeling really great, and then it feels like, oh, now I'm going backwards. And I just really wanted to share this with you that before we check in with you again, that, you know, at the seminar, someone approached me and said, oh, man, at the beginning of the seminar, I was really feeling like I was really getting it. And then towards the end of the seminar, I feel like it's falling away from me. And I, you know, I just laughed and said, yeah, that's really normal. Like it's very, very common with people. As people get better at doing something, it changes the way that they do it changes. I'm picking this up for you energetically, because I know, Raul, you've been like really tuning into this show a lot. And every time you can get some energetic shifting done, you take advantage of that, which is really cool. I think that's really smart to do that. So what happens is you shift into better and getting a little bit faster at picking these weaknesses up. But because the human being has a tendency to go weak when they get better at things, it triggers people into thinking, oh, I'm going slower. And so we're just going to strengthen you to all the external forces around you and the people. See, what I'm getting is if you were to hire people now to do the job that you wanted done for your house, you would have hired totally different people that resonate with you better. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, that it wasn't a mistake. The word mistake, I like to say it's actually a mistake, just like if you were in a movie and they, you know, they give you more than one chance to get it right. So we just strengthen you to that. And I'm just going to check in with you and see where you're at with it.
Thank you. I can't believe how incredibly accurate you are, Colette and Sharana. You guys are amazing. I feel a lot lighter. There's a lot of clarity. And there's two things came up, by the way. I was born on a day 7. And also, it feels like my home is not my home. It's a project for someone else.
Okay.
And that's what really came up.
Okay. So, Sharan, like, what number are you at there, Raul?
I will say 4.
Yeah, that's where we got you. All right. Cool. Yeah. And we're just going to strengthen your perception now, because I'm getting that Sharan's going to zero in on the last little bit of this, and you're going to find that it goes down to, it moves really quickly when you start moving. We're just going to strengthen you to recognizing that you're already in the shift and that things are already moving into a different way, that your perception has changed strong. Sharan.
Can you tell me where you're feeling it now in the body?
My body always responds, and it's usually in my digestion, right in the center, right?
Digestive system. Give me a moment. So, Colette, you can carry on.
Yeah.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, digestion. Right away, what's coming up is digesting the fact that, you know, this feeling of not being in the right place. We're just going to strengthen you to that also, because you're always in the right place,
huge.
Or you wouldn't be there. Having said that, I'm getting that you're very strong to making some big changes in your life. And so we just strengthen you to that, that you give yourself total permission to make changes that suit the new you. And we strengthen that 100%.
And I got around the stomach, there are areas about not feeling safe and fear of abandonment. So if you think about the house, it's kind of like there's an energy there of feeling like you may, it's like they're abandoning the project.
Yeah.
So it's kind of reflecting that within you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just cleared around that. So just see how that feels in the body now.
Well, I feel totally lighter. I mean, I'm like, there's so much clarity just by speaking to you, just being in this energy is amazing.
What's coming up is really funny too. Let's strengthen the house, and that may sound funny. How long have you lived in this house?
10 years.
Yeah. Your house is like not really wanting to let go of you. So as an incomplete project, that sounds funny that a house has this energy, but when you live in a house for a decade, you imprint that house with your energy. And your house is actually feeling your vibration changing also. So we just strengthen you to the house and the house back to you. And that if you were to choose to abandon this house, like it's like a little kid that's being abandoned, that it was
funny is
it
that
would be,
when it,
go ahead.
I wanted to share it. It's like, if I finish the house, I kind of want to sell it. So I think the house doesn't want me to complete it.
Yeah.
Sounds funny, but that is exactly what's going on. So we just strengthen you to the house and the house back to you. The house really likes you now. I like that. It's really funny to talk about a house like that, but that's how when people ask me to clear energy. Yeah, they ask, oh, can you clear energy? I want to sell a house. So we just strengthen you to that, that you could complete the project or not complete it. And that whoever would purchase this house, if you don't complete the project before you leave, that that those people would complete the house and it would be the perfect people for that house. And also that you could complete the project and then stay at the house because now you would be happy because everything feels complete. And so we just strengthen that.
Sure. Can you strengthen that for refinancing with the bank?
Yeah. Just let's get that all in place. Yeah. Sharon, any last
thing? I was just going to say that, you know, when you walk around the house, just it's like Colette said, it sounds weird, but to just say to the house that you really love it and then that, you know, you're going to make sure that it gets a really good new owner and just, you know, lovingly speak to it from your heart and then watch that shift happen.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for calling in, Ralph.
Thank you so much, ladies. Blessings and love to you all. Thank you very much.
Blessings to you, too. I love that when houses are so adamant.
Yeah, they're like children, aren't they?
Yeah, and we have Yulia now calling in, and so we'll take your call, Yulia. Are you there?
Good morning, Colette. Hello, Sharon.
Good morning, Yulia.
How are you?
I had to ask our producer today, Mark, who has a beautiful radio voice. I had to ask, is this the Yulia from Germany? I just met a beautiful woman in Germany here last night named Yulia. And I was wondering if all Yulias are as beautiful as you and her. Really nice energy.
Yes,
it's really
so.
Cool. But you're from Vermont, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And so what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a couple of issues that probably are related on some level. I'm dealing right now with quite upsetting financial bureaucracy, and that's what I would probably estimate at number 10, how upsetting it is for me. And another one is just came through rather recently that I had the thought that I probably not letting joy and happiness and prosperity in my life because I'm feeling sorry for my loved ones, like my grandparents, who didn't have, in my opinion, good and happy life and prosperous life.
Okay,
and I
so,
wonder if it's true.
You know, yeah, so it's coming up like that. You, for me right away, when you said that, you know, we call banks trusts. In North America, sometimes they're called trusts. And the word trust right away weakens you. So we're just going to strengthen you to the word trust. Where are you feeling that in your body? Like, because I'm getting that it's kind of like it's coming up physical and non-physical.
Well, if I were talking about the probably middle of the body, like starting from the heart and going down to up to maybe second chakra or something.
Okay. So I'm just asking that for Sharon so that she can tune into that while I'm working on my end of what it is. It's really the bureaucracy. So that really actually makes you angry is the word is coming up, anger. And there's some grief associated to it of not being able to connect with people that actually want to benefit you. And this is actually coming in from your ancestors of having to deal with authority figures that are not on your side is what's coming up. So we just want to let go of this having to be one side or the other side. When I was going through my divorce and I was, you know, I didn't have access to my money for years. And when I did have access to it, I really strengthened. I'm doing this for you and for anyone else listening in. There's a lot of really good people out there that really do want to, they, you know, they want to be there for people and do a good job for people. So we're going to strengthen you to that, letting go of these limiting beliefs that, you know, everybody's out to get you when it's a bank or whatever. And I'll tell you, I have the best banker of all right now. And it was really funny when I finally did have access to my money again. You know, all of a sudden my bank had changed location and I walk in and my new banker's name was Les Husband. And he's such a wonderful guy, and he, you know, went out of his way to make sure everything would go really smooth for me. So I'm strengthening that for you. Sharon is working on you right now, but we have to take a break. If you can hang on until we come back, then we will check in with you again and see how you're feeling about it. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with all of you and the people listening in now and later. And I am really happy to say that my book will be out in Kindle in the next few days. So that will be available very, very soon. And it's a compilation of years of experience and insights I have gathered connecting with thousands of colleagues and students and demo participants and radio participants. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting that out there. And within a couple weeks after that, it should be out in print. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We will be right back after this short break.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I am on with Sharan Sirdar. She's an epigeneticist from Birmingham, England, and we have Yulia on the line. Yulia was feeling pretty much at the 10 level, which is the highest, like, of not feeling good about what was going on regarding finances, but it's actually not coming up. The leading weakness is not finances. It's more about authority figures. And I was just saying that this energy is very similar to a woman that I worked with last year when I was here in Germany. And she wanted to lose weight. And, you know, when I saw her again here, I guess it's 8 months later, she has now lost 60 pounds. And the advice that I gave her was to start belly dancing because belly dancing, it allows you to move in circular movements, and especially the hips. And for especially for women, it's a very strong, like, to move that energy and move that, because your survival is at the base chakra, and then you also have your creation center, the sacral energy, and it gets it kind of moving, and it and allows you to kind of feel some freedom around that. And psychosomatically, people who have really firm round buttocks are you know, which people call nice buns. those that's like what we call bun dance.
Bun I love dance. That.
So we just want to strengthen you more. It's coming more from actually your childhood, and just feeling like that you can't measure up to authoritative figures. So I'm just going to check in with you, Yulia, right now where you're at. If you feel like you're starting to shift and feel maybe a little bit lighter here. Are you there, Yulia?
A six at the moment.
A six?
Hello?
Okay. Okay, so we're just going to ask Sharan here because she was getting in touch with some information regarding this.
Yeah, it was like the first thing when you spoke about it, it was that really more about the fact that you're not open to joy and that aspect with for yourself. And around the stomach area where you were feeling it, and the heart where there is, it's a feeling of rejection of relationship, and that could also be not somebody outside yourself, but actually rejecting your own self. And so not being open to joy within yourself because you've rejected yourself for some reason, due to something happening. And so it just results in you then not being open to the abundance on the outside.
Yeah, and so we just want to really strengthen that. Your the number one relationship that you have is your relationship with yourself. And we just want to really strengthen that for you, that you start to, what I'm getting is that as you're shifting out of this energy and you're stepping into a more powerful version of yourself, we really want to, when we're letting energy go, when we're letting things that are bothering us go, we want to strengthen that we're spinning in what we want. And what happens sometimes is when you first start getting in touch with energy work, you get into a position where at first you just kind of start getting less of what you don't want. And when you think about it, that's a good thing because, you know, you don't perceive in the third dimensional plane as quickly as you do on an energetic level, because the third dimensional plane is made up of molecules. And so sometimes the reality of the energetic shifting takes a little bit more time to manifest on the third dimensional plane. And I'm getting that's kind of what's bothering you. And it's coming up like you feel like you have like a failure in yourself, or that you're not doing something right, or that you're, and there's also a karmic space there of the need to be right. So it's going to get you strong to being able to feel as you let go of fear, or you let go of the anger of not having, of being under the control of these authoritative figures, that you would allow yourself to spin in all the love and the joy and gratefulness. People quite often miss out on that part of it. If you're grateful for what you receive, the universe perceives you as someone that is grateful to receive more, and we're just going to strengthen that for you. Every single person on this planet has the right to expand and accelerate along with the universe. And it's our natural condition to want to do that. So we're going to strengthen you to that. There's a lot happening in the world financially right now. And we're going to strengthen you to have really strong boundaries around that. Just like to touch in with you here and see where you're at now.
It's going down. I can't really mm-hmm. say. Closer to 4 now.
Yeah, I'm getting it's at about a 3. And this is really common because there's two of us like shifting like crazy here, along with you, by the way. That's another thing that this is really for everyone listening in out there. You know, we hear a lot about the economy and we learn, you know, we hear that, oh, this isn't good or that isn't good. But Mark and I were just talking about that today. You know, we were talking about like this fellow, we walked by his car and he said, oh, that's the guy that he works close to my school. And what he does is elevator. He fixes elevators. And, you know, he said, like, isn't that cool that someone ends up like that's their passion in life? And, you know, if you've ever been stuck in an elevator and you have an elevator repair guy come along and let you out, you know, that guy's your hero. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody listening in here, is that whatever you're doing, we're just going to strengthen that for you in particular, Yulia, and for everybody else listening in. There, in any career that people have, a lot of times people feel like their career isn't necessarily in alignment with their purpose. But when you really think about it, it doesn't matter, even if you're doing like I'm doing right now. And I know, Sharon, we're doing what we absolutely love to do. And but there's always elements of that within that career. There's little jobs that you have that you would rather not be doing. And so if you do those small jobs that you don't enjoy, it's not the part of it that you really enjoy. If you do those with purpose, then the universe perceives you as a person who is within your purpose. So I'm just strengthening that for you. The purpose of why you want these financial, you know, the red tape and that, we just strengthen you to let that go. I can see it kind of unraveling, the tape unraveling and letting go of you so that you can let go of it. And we just strengthen that you know, every move you make from this point on regarding what you want from the financial institution and the reasons why you want it, that that's strong to your purpose and that that's connected to your heart and to your heart's wisdom. And so we just strengthen that it's unraveling and unfolding in a beautiful way. And so strengthening you to in the morning to set that intention before you get out of bed, even that your intention is that you're going to have a beautiful day full of abundance and that whatever happens is a step of action towards what you really want and to let go of the appearance of what's really going on. We strengthen that. Sharon, because we're going to run out of time soon here, can you just let Yulia know what you're picking up here also?
There was just some energy around the age of 13 that was also contributing to this. So I don't know what was going on for you around then, but I have cleared that for you too.
So, Yulia, where are you at now?
Going down, probably close to 2 now, and
okay.
it was
and very, you know, feel free to inspiring. Call to connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com, and let me know how you're doing. We really do love to hear from you. And so we've pretty much run out of time here. I can't believe how fast time goes. So thank you for calling in, Yulia. It was a pleasure to connect with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And, you know, Sharon, as always, it's a pleasure to connect with you.
You and, too, Colette.
Yeah, and, you know, you're doing such good work, and it's such a pleasure to be associated with you and to be able to, it's an honor to be able to work with you. I really, really enjoy it. And it's always a pleasant way to, and in this case, towards ending the day rather than starting the day.
The feeling is mutual, Colette.
All right. Lots of love to everyone out there.
Bye.
Lots of love to you. Say hi to your beautiful sister for me. To all the callers, we will, or to all the listeners and the people who called in, thank you. And we will meet again next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.